This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has returned to Seoul after a three-day inter-Korean summit in the north, ending with a unity visit along with leader Kim Jong-un to the symbolic mount near the Chinese border. Wednesday, the North Korean leader pledged to dismantle key missile facilities and offered to close the country's main nuclear complex, pending U.S. reciprocal actions. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
Moon says he and Kim want to move forward together and create a new homeland for the 80 million people on the peninsula.
From Mount Paiutu to Mount Hala, we promise to make our beautiful rivers and mountains a land of peace without nuclear weapons and nuclear threats and pass it on to the future generation.
But the Heritage Foundation's Bruce Klinger tells VOA, while Moon did well on inter-Korean aspects of the summit, he fell short in securing concrete measures on denuclearization.
That's VOA's Steve Miller reporting. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that Senate Republicans in the U.S. are showing no signs of slowing efforts to quickly confirm Judge Brett Kavanaugh.
They're resisting Christine Blasey Ford's calls for the FBI to look into her allegation that Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her. Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley told her lawyers yesterday a hearing is set for Monday, and if Ford intends to testify, she has to submit written testimony tomorrow morning. Number two Senate Democrat Dick Durbin says the GOP is trying to bully Ford into a rigged hearing.
AP Sagar Magani. U.S. President Trump is accusing Democratic lawmakers of blocking money for his proposed border wall and a spending bill, and suggested his fellow Republicans are to blame for letting it happen. The Senate approved a large spending plan Tuesday that averts a September 30th government shutdown. This is VOA News. President Trump Wednesday toured flood-hit areas of the Carolinas following last week's Hurricane Florence. And he promised strong federal support in the recovery process.
We will be there 100%, and all of the folks from the federal government that are around the table, they're confirming it. That's why we started early, and we'll be here late.
The storm has killed 40 people. Thousands remain in shelters. Hundreds of thousands are without power, and swollen rivers continue to threaten communities. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has overwhelmingly won re-election as leader of his ruling party, assuring him another three-year term in office. VOA's Jeff Custer.
Abe easily defeated former Defense Minister Shigeru Ishibe in Thursday's Liberal Democratic Party leadership election, winning 553 votes to Ishibe's 254. If the 63-year-old Abe serves out his full term, he will become Japan's longest-serving prime minister, a distinction currently held by early 20th-century leader Taro Katsura. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
December 18th will be the day that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn will be sentenced for lying to the FBI about his contacts with Russia during the presidential transition. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
More than a year ago, Michael Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about meetings he had with Russia's former ambassador to the U.S. and about his Turkish lobbying and research work. Since then, he has been talking with prosecutors with Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian election meddling and possible ties with Trump associates. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Israel's Air Force chief is meeting Thursday with officials in Moscow to present Israeli findings on the downing of a Russian military surveillance plane by a Syrian rocket earlier this week. A major general is reporting on all aspects, including the pre-mission information and the findings of the IDF inquiry regarding the event. 15 Russian military personnel died Monday night after their plane was struck as Syrian air defense systems fired at Israeli warplanes. Israel has said its forces carried out an attack on a Syrian military facility used to provide weapons for the Lebanon-based Hezbollah militant group, and that the jets were back in Israeli airspace by the time the Syrian rocket hit the Russian plane. A Turkish celebrity chef with restaurants all over the world is coming under attack. This is after he posted videos on social media of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro feasting at his Istanbul restaurant amid claims that people in Venezuela are going hungry because of ongoing economic crises. Dozens of Venezuelans have protested outside of Chef Nusret Gökçe's Miami restaurant, even after the videos were deleted Tuesday from Instagram. Protesters, draped in the Venezuelan flag, chanted and sang the Venezuelan national anthem. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.